You know, it's been a neat Corey preaching on the Psalms 23 and what it means, and then things happening in the world, and you know, we can live that way, like Psalms 23, and or we can be torn up by the world. And so, and I've never had this happen before. I was telling Joni when we were on stage this morning, a lot of times I'll get confirmation after a service, somebody goes, man, that message was for me, or they text me or send me a message or something. But this morning, I had confirmation I hadn't preached a message yet. God is so good, because it means I was really preaching to myself this morning. I'm just going to be honest with y'all. So if you want to get something out of it, hang on. But this person came up, I'm not going to tell you, man or woman or who it was, but they came up and they said, can I talk to you? And it was after rehearsal. And we talked. And they told me they'd been under attack all week. You know, and they felt like they just weren't, you know, living up to what they thought they were supposed to be living up to. And they were beat up and they were depressed. And, you know, and we talked and I built them up, get them fired up. And that's what we're going to do this morning. Because, see, that's what happened to a lot of us, whether we want to admit it or not. Amen? By the way, the title of this message, bless you, is called Jesus, not bless you, Jesus. That's it. That's all I had this morning for a title. I was like, well, okay, we'll go with that, because you know what? I can't think of a better title than Jesus. Amen? I had a bad day Tuesday. I heard, ooh, Jesus. You know, every now and then it's still that everything's lining up, and then they add, she doesn't add any new exercises, but she adds how many you do. Oh, we're going to go 10 more today, and we're going to start. Oh, she's got one, y'all, that's really good. You hook a strap to your hand, and you put it behind your back like this, and you put the other end over, and then you pull your arm up as far as you can go. And it sounds just about, it hurts just about like it sounds, not funny. You know? And so, man, Tuesday I was hurting. And I thought, you know what, devil? You ain't going to win today. I hurt, okay? And it's okay to say I'm hurting, but God, thank you, Lord, for Jesus. He took all that for me. And so this message started coming together. Y'all be finding John 10:10. I want y'all to hear something. I saw this the other day, and this kind of this is going to just, you'll start seeing this in the message this morning. Now, I'm going to tell y'all who I read this that posted it. But, and I mean, I agree with some of his stuff, and some of the stuff he's still a little far right. Like Y2K maybe, I don't know. But it says, we live in a society where homosexuals lecture us on morals, transsexuals lecture us on human biology, baby killers lecture us on human rights, communists lecture us on economics, and Satanists lecture us on religion. Y'all, that's our world. That's from the pit of hell. That's from Satan. That's from the stinking devil himself. See, that's what John 10:10 is talking about. So we're going, y'all found John 10:10 yet? Everybody say amen if you're there. Say, oh my, if you're not. Okay, good, we're all there. Let's go. So John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not, but not for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I, and this is Jesus, I come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. Amen? Now that first part's kind of ugly, isn't it? So let's talk about the ugly part first. We're not going to talk about that other part yet. We're going to talk about the ugly part first. So, as I was working on this, well, who is the thief? See, because it's really important that when we go through life, if we don't know who we're fighting, how can you fight? Amen? I mean, see, because if you don't know who the thief is who? Satan, the devil, right? In Scripture even, and we'll talk about it in a minute, but he was called the tempter. When he and the devil sounds bad. You're like, ooh, the devil. Or ooh, Satan. But see, I don't think he really wants to be called that. See, the tempter fits. See, because that's what he does to us, y'all. See, here's the deal. I'm gonna get ahead of myself. Golly. Whew. Wow. So the thief, what does he do? He comes to destroy everything good in your life. Your dreams, health, job, happiness, finances, marriage. Tear your kids away from you. Thief. In the Greek, it means klepto. You heard that before, haven't you? It's like, get your hand out of my pocket. Which means to steal. That's what thief means. Klepto means to steal. Makes me think of someone sneaky. The thief is very cunning. I also put down, the thief is the world deceptor. He's the author of confusion. He's a stinking liar. And you can quote me on that if you want to put that in your notes. Put quotations. Ricky said, he's a stinking liar. Because he will lie to you. Now, he's not going to come out and go, now, Ricky, listen, I'm fixing to lie to you. But here's, no. See, that's why I say that word tempter, because that's what he does. Just little breadcrumbs. That's how he starts. Okay, so what I want y'all to do, y'all going to have to work with me this morning because we're going to be, hold your place right there in John 10:10, and find 1 John all the way almost to the back. 1 John 5. See, it's real important that, because when we think of the devil, we just, you know, some people get scared and some people, it's really important that we know who we're battling, y'all, and how he operates. Because if you don't know, you may know who he is, but if you don't know how he operates, you can't defeat him. And he's already been defeated. See, we get caught up in that trying to beat him when he's already been defeated. If we don't give him place, then he can't mess with us. Amen? Everybody found 1 John 5? 1 John 5:19. And it says, and we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. Now listen to this in the Amplified. We know for a fact that we are of God. Say, we are of God. And the whole world around us lies in the power of the evil one, opposing God and his precepts. We saw some of that on display yesterday, didn't we? Amen. Now that word, here's what's cool, because when we start breaking a little bit of this down, it starts making sense. See, that word power that I just read out of the Amplified lies in the power of the evil one. That word power right there means to sway. Y'all know what sway means. It's like being tempted. He's trying to sway you over to his side. Okay, now you can go back to John 10:10. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant. Your adversary, the devil, the stinking liar, he's as a roaring lion walking around about seeking who he may devour. We've heard this scripture lately a lot. And the key word there is as the lion, because the true lion, the lion, not as a lion, the lion is Jesus. The lion of the tribe of Judah. That's the real lion. See, so why would you be scared of somebody that, as Laurie and I were talking this morning or yesterday, he's counterfeit. Everything that the devil does is counterfeit. So why do we buy into it? Because sometimes we've gotten weak. We're at a moment, and it's tempting. Amen? Now, Revelation 12:9, you don't have to turn there, but it says, the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceives the whole world. So now we kind of got an idea of who he is, right? Yeah. He's a stinking liar. He's a deceptor. He's a tempter. He's a captain of chaos. And we can go on and on and on. But so we've established who He is. So how does He do it? Well, in John 10:10, the first thing it says He does is to kill. Now, I'm sorry, to steal. I thought that didn't make sense. So steal, the word steal also means klepto. And it's where we get the word what? Kleptomaniac. Did y'all ever have any friends in school that you'd hide everything you had when they come to your house? Didn't you? I mean, little kids, you know, but you played with kids and you loved them and you wanted to play with them, but you just knew that if you didn't put up all the good stuff when they left, something's going to be missing. Amen? They just couldn't help themselves. See, that's a kleptomaniac. That's like what the devil does. See, he's sneaky. But what he wants to steal from you, what does he want to steal from us? He wants to steal your time. He wants to steal your time. He wants to steal your joy. Oh. He wants to steal your ambition. He wants to steal your goals. How does he do it? See, let's get this out there right now so we can understand that as we look at all this, that we understand what's happening. Because like on me on Tuesday, I had a little crack, you know, that I started hurting real bad. And so I'm like, that's one of those weak moments. It's like the person I was talking to this morning, they had a weak moment. So it's like we were talking. And I told him, I said, you have a choice at this point. Which road are you going to go down? See, even though the devil, when he tried to attack me on Tuesday, I was ready. I wasn't ready for the pain, but I was ready when the devil brought it. Because as I did my exercises and I'd have a new pain, and I'd like, oh no. Did I do something wrong or did something, you know? And I go, uh-uh. And then I'd have my mind and go, uh-uh, devil. No, no, no. We're not going there. You know? And I'm telling you, some of you have been through that. And you've been through other things. And so I'm trying to relate to y'all how I dealt with it. And see, when you're doing that exercise where you crawl your finger up the wall and you can only, and then you get up there so high and then you start back down and it hurts. And I go, oh, man, I ain't ever had that hurt before. What, man, this is supposed, no. But then I go, devil. No, devil. Well, see, this person that I was visiting with this morning said that, man, I had these thoughts about that this and this and this. And so, man, it just tore me up and here I went. See, it's a choice. So let's get that out in the open that when the devil starts his tempting and his jumping on us, you have a choice. What are you going to do? Are you going to allow the tempter to tempt you? Are you going to allow the tempter to sway you? Are you going to speak to that devil and say, mm-mm, nuh-uh, devil. I put down, he uses distractors, a.k.a. people. No, because see, one thing that we have to be aware of is the devil will use a Christian that you may know to mess you up. Because if that Christian is susceptible to being tempted, it can mess you up. Or that person not doing it, they wouldn't do it intentionally. But see, that's what the devil does. He uses things. He uses people to steal your time, your ambition, your joy, your goals. Oh, he may use this thing. Ain't this special? I mean, really. It can be the neatest tool that I've ever had in my life, and it can be the biggest time suck and the biggest waste of whatever in my life. Amen? And see, there's times when you go, you know what, devil? You know, I'm tired of that. This is a rabbit trail. But I heard the other day, well, it has to do with distracting. The other day, I heard that iPhones are going to put out an old flip phone again. I said, praise God, I'm in. I didn't stay. When I had that flip phone, you could just stick it in your shirt pocket, put it down in your pants pocket. You were ready to go. There wasn't none of this, all this stuff on it. Praise God for flip phones. Amen. I mean, it's all in the eye of the beholder, right? Yeah. Because, see, that helps me. I have to keep speaking to my phone because I, you know, just leave it alone. Leave it alone. Because if you're on that phone, you're probably not really doing a whole lot of business. Or you're not doing a whole lot of work. You're getting in the Facebook, the Instagram, the TikTok, the hippity-dippity-doo-dah. And I don't know because I don't know that much about all that stuff. You know, I'm just kind of old-fashioned. I look at Facebook. I use it to post about we're ministering here or we're playing here. But this is, you know, I don't post much. But see, the devil will use that time suck and people will post their opinion and then you start going down the hole with them. And when that happens, you don't go down the hole. You turn it off. Put your phone up. Go to the Word. Go to Scripture. You know, look up what they say. Well, wait a minute. They said this. Is that accurate in my Bible? Because most of it is, 99% of it is not. Amen? So that's another distractor that the devil tries to use against us. See, he'll deceive you. He'll twist it. And he'll make it look so good sometime that you almost think it's true. So we can't fall to that stealing thing. Amen? Second thing he says, to kill. Now, we know that word kill by kill, murder, death. In this instance, in the Greek, the word is thuo, and it means to surrender, sacrifice, give up something precious. See, when we're talking about Scripture, we need to know, well, he's not, I mean, and don't get me wrong, the devil does. I have believed that the devil has a huge part in abortion. And that's, but in this Scripture right here, the word kill means to surrender. It means to sacrifice or give up something precious. See, at times, he'll get us to thinking that on your job, that you have to work so much to provide for your family that you don't see your family. See, he's killing that family. Or he'll get you to give up on God. When people get down, so down, and their eyes get blinded, it kills their God, our God. They get so far off. See, it kills your dreams and your desires and things that you want to come to pass. The devil wants you to fall into that trap of, I've got to put so much time in this project or my job or whatever. Or, you know, my phone. He'll kill a family. You don't believe me? Go out and eat. Some of you are going, what does that mean? What that means is go out to eat and do like we do and laugh and talk and look around the restaurant and ain't nobody talking no more. Everybody's got a phone. Parents give their iPhones or iPads to their little kids so they'll play instead of they don't have to hear them. And I understand that. I mean, sometimes the squealing and everything else. Don't get me wrong, but you watch teenage families that have a couple of teenage kids. And there'll be four or five people sitting at the table. Ain't a word being spoke between them. He's killing your family. See, we got to get a hold of this. That's what he wants. He wants us not to follow what that God says. He can't stand it when we're blessed. He can't stand it when we possess things God blesses us with. Amen? So he'll do everything he can. Everything he can. Because here's the deal. That word kill in this verse If the devil could kill you, he had already killed you. Plain, pure, and simple. If the devil could kill you, if he literally, physically could kill you, you would be dead by now. Because he don't. All of you are in church. All of you love the Lord. All of you are practicing Scripture. Of all things, he would want us dead. Amen? See, he can't do it because you would be dead. And we wouldn't be having this conversation. And, well, thank you. But see, he's a liar. He's a liar. He can't kill us. But he can kill stuff that's precious to you. He can get you to give up things that matter to you. Amen? Don't fall in the trap. John 8:44 says he's a liar and the father of it. Amen? He's good at what he does. If he can't steal it and he can't kill it, then guess what he's going to try to do? Next one says he wants to destroy it. Destroy means to be ruined, wasted, or trashed. How does he do this? Division? Addiction? See, and a lot of times we think, oh, you know, it's the thing that people get. Sin is sin, y'all. Sin means you're missing the mark. We're supposed to repent and move on. Right? That's right. Change. Change. See, people get so caught up in an addiction of that, oh, when we think of an addict, we think of a drug addict. That's not just a drug addict. There's alcohol. There's pornography. There's countless addictions. There's food addictions, y'all. There's overeating addictions. Man, maybe not chocolate addiction, but no, homemade Bluebell homemade ice cream. That's my weakness. But see, we have to understand that addictions come in all kinds of forms. See, and you hear people talking about, oh, those homosexuals, but they don't talk about the alcoholic. There's no difference. See, but in our mind, we morally have something wrong with two men or two women together and not somebody being an alcoholic and drinking too much. Amen? Or overdosing on drugs. See, we have to learn. We have to educate ourselves that what does that look like? See, the devil tries to destroy it by selfishness. It's all about, what's that Toby Keith song? It's all about me or what? Wasn't there a song like that? See, the devil wants you to fall in that realm of, it's about me, nobody else. Look at me, look at me, look at me. You may know somebody that way. It's greed. It's about greed. He destroys you by getting that little man. Just, and this has to go with tithes and offerings. See, when we think about giving, we were just talking about rejoicing when we gave, right? Yeah. But then when you're in that position of, man, I might not have enough money to pay the bills. And see, then it's like, well, I need more money. And then the devil's going, that's right, because that doesn't work. The devil's going, that doesn't work. Don't put it in there. You know, you need more money. Don't put it in there. But see, we rejoice when we get to give. Amen? Amen. Are y'all getting something this morning? Man. See, he also take advantage of disease or sickness. But he took those 39 stripes on his back so we didn't have to have the diseases. See, it's a choice in all of this that we do. It's a choice if we allow him to steal, kill, and destroy our stuff or me or my life. You see, it's a choice. And honestly, Tuesday, that's what I'm telling y'all. I need to hear this. I need to see that he tries everything. Amen? It's like, you know, I went on Wednesday when I went to rehab because it sounds, makes people go, oh. Rehab? Yeah, I go to rehab, don't you? I thought everybody went to rehab. Because PT just sounds like PT. But when you say rehab, people go, oh. Okay. It's got problems. It's fun. It's just... But on Wednesday when I went to PT, she said, "How are you?" I said, "Man, you know, I get frustrated because I think in my mind, like I'm a doctor, that I should be further along than I am, you know? Because I've been doing this same exercise for, come on, y'all, clap, hurry, clap. I've been doing that same exercise for 3 weeks now, and that's as high as that arm will go right now. And I'm like, you stinking devil. You're holding my arm down. I'm tired of you." And I tell her, I said, "You know, I get frustrated." I don't tell her like that because I might scare her. She's just now learning how Ricky is because I cut up and laugh at everything. So, but I said, I told her, I said, "Man, why does my arm not go? Because on this way, I can't do it with the coat. This arm, or this way, I can almost put it straight over my head. This one don't go that way." I said, "Wait." She goes, "It doesn't take as much strength to do this. It doesn't do this." I said, she said, because I can't even start lifting weights yet. I've got another week before protocol because they keep you. She told me my bicep was healed. It was 8 weeks. It was okay to start using again, but the rotator cuff tendons and all that other stuff that they had to repair is 12 weeks. And then I can start lifting weights. So see, when we get frustrated about things, we, and the devil's like, "Oh, I'm going to use this on him." And then the other part of Ricky goes, "No, because that answer was so simple. You don't have the strength. You don't have the strength." See, that's what the word is. Oh, man. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That's what the word is to us Christians. When we are in the middle of something, this is our strength. This is how we build up our strength in order to combat what devil's bringing against us, what the tempter's bringing against us. Amen? This is our strength. This is how we build up to get our arm further up over our head. Amen? So are you having trouble getting your arm up over your head? Then get your head in the Bible. Start building yourself up on the Word of God. See, because God says that we're not supposed to be afraid and we're not supposed to be dismayed. He tells us vengeance is His. The battle is His, not ours. See, because we're walking in the Word. Amen? Man, that's good stuff. Woo! 2 Timothy 1:7 says, He didn't give us a spirit of timidity, fear, but He gave us a sound mind, power, and love. Okay, so let's go to the next half of that verse. Because there's one thing, if y'all don't get anything other than that today, I want y'all to see it. The next half of that verse says, "I come that they may have it more, life and life more abundantly." In the Amplified, it says, "I came that they may have and enjoy and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows." Whoo, praise God. Don't you want it to overflow? Don't you want life to overflow? See, we have to practice what we know. We're supposed to have heaven on earth. So why don't we learn how to walk in that? Amen? See, that's what it's talking about. It's telling us, till it overflows. In the Greek, "might have" means to have and continually possess. Whew. See, that's life more abundantly. When you continually possess something, you can't measure it. More abundantly. Superabundant, beyond measure, extraordinary, overflowing, more than enough, over and above. Shall I go on? See, this negates everything that we just talked about on what the devil tries to attack us with. Doesn't it? Woo, praise God. Okay, I want y'all to hear this. You can look, Ephesians 3:20. I'm going to read it out of the Passion, though. I might. if it lets me. Oh, there we are. Ephesians 3:20. Okay, in the Passion it says, never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request. Y'all, whatever you request, He's going to give you more than what you asked for. See, sometimes you don't get it, and you go, well, I didn't get it. Well, guess what? It's probably going to be better than what you were asking for in the first place. Your most unbelievable dream and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all, for His miraculous power constantly energizes you. Hallelujah. Man. See, Jesus said, come to me, all that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. My yoke is easy and light, and my burden is light. See, that's what Jesus is. That's what Jesus is. Oh, y'all, we're getting close. Are y'all ready? This isn't it yet, but we're getting close. I just wanted to warn y'all. John 16 says, be of good cheer because I've overcome the world. See, that's good in itself. I mean, we could just boom and that'd be done with that. The Holy Spirit showed me this. John 14 says, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Okay? Now, so as I was studying this, the Holy Spirit tied two things together for me. I can have more. Jesus said, I came so that you would have life and life more abundantly. Well, wait a minute. John 14 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is life, so I can have more Jesus abundantly. Amen? I don't get Jesus in just a little package. Man, I thought that was better than that. Y'all, can you imagine? I thought that was powerful when I did. Okay. You can have Jesus more abundantly. More. No, we're not there yet. Y'all hang on. It's okay. Because see, Jesus is the peace, the Prince of Peace. You can have more peace at your job. You can have more strength. Woo! I'm happy with that. Praise God. See, Jesus is power. The Word says that at the name of Jesus, every demon has to flee. That's power. You should be hollering. Man. See, that would be the great tempter. The great tempter. I don't mean that wrong toward nerds, but devil got to be a nerd. Sorry, baby. I don't know. You just stop and think. But see, Jesus, He's my comforter. Jesus is my healer. So therefore, you can have abundantly more healing. You can have more abundant comfort. You can have more abundant peace. You can have more abundant. He's my provider. See, you can have more provision. Come on, y'all. Golly, that ought to fire you up. Because it fires me up. Man, that excited me when the Holy Spirit showed me that. Because I never thought of the two together. Maybe y'all will get it this afternoon. James 4 says, submit yourself to the Lord and the devil will flee. Are you willing to submit yourself to the Lord? See, that's what we got to do. We got to understand that we have Jesus. We have the authority. Everybody say authority. We have the authority to use Jesus' name. Amen? Man, how much more power do you want? But if you need more power, you have it because you have more Jesus more abundantly. Amen? Come on. Wrap your head around that. Let's get excited. Praise God. Okay, well, we'll fire them up because I heard a song, and I listen to this song every day because I go and I walk because I know y'all probably are nice, but I gained about 10 pounds during all this because I couldn't do anything. And I only ate. I didn't eat ice cream every day, just every other day. But I ate like I always do, but I was not able to exercise. So she told me I could start really getting back into walking again. So y'all, I'm walking 2 miles in 30 minutes now. I'm pumping it out there. And I have a playlist. And about the time that I start getting tired, this song comes on, and I want y'all to hear this song. It's Haley Jones, if you hadn't heard of her, called Not Today. Great song. Yeah, not today, devil.
I'm truly not surprised. I've seen this film before. When I'm on the rise, here come the lies that shake me to my core. But this time I've got the strength.
Man, y'all ought to be hopping up and down. I'm having trouble standing still. Woo! That's my worship. Amen. Not today. Now, that word, I thought about this yesterday. Not today. And I thought, why not forever? But here's the deal. I was reminded that we're not supposed to worry about tomorrow. The word says don't think about tomorrow. Don't think about behind, because today has enough of its own. Amen? So see, not today, devil. Not today. And you should think, and it's okay, because I noticed that some of you gray-haired folk, and I'm getting there, but and I'm collecting Social Security, so it's all right. I mean, I'm there. But, you know, I'm up here, yeah, and y'all are going. And then there's some that are like, it's okay to let go. You know what? And if you don't, that's okay too. But it's okay for, man, what words to that song. If you listen to those words, that should minister to you. Man, if nothing else, the two things, you can have Jesus more abundantly and not today, devil. Amen? Amen.
Okay, y'all ready for the sermon? Romans 16, I'm going to close. You don't have to go there if you don't want to, but Romans 16, 20.
And I really like it in verse in the Amplified, but it says, "The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet." Not today, devil, not today. Amen. Hey, if you're visiting for the first time or you've been coming a while and you know, we're talking about the devil and you don't know that Jesus or what Jesus is capable of, or heaven forbid, I'm not speaking anything bad over you, but you leave this earth today, do you know where you're going? Because there is a heaven and there is a hell. It's true. And if you've not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I ask you to do that this morning, right now. And we don't do anything crazy. We're just going to say a prayer out loud. And we ask everyone, the believers, to say it with us. So if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I just want you to say this prayer with us out loud. Everybody with your head bowed and your eyes closed. Say, Father in heaven, I open the door of my heart. I ask you to come in and save me. Forgive me of all unrighteousness. I believe you died on that cross and you rose 3 days later. Thank you, Lord, that Jesus is now my Lord and Savior. And I can have Jesus more abundantly. In Jesus' name. Before we say amen, with every head bowed and every eye closed, if you just said that for the first time, you just confessed that out of your mouth, we don't ask you to do anything funny or crazy, but right now, we just, on the count of three, I want you to hold your hand up just to acknowledge to me, and we're going to hand you a Bible just so you'll have that, and then you can put your hand right back down. But the Word says, be not afraid to acknowledge me before man, and I'll acknowledge you before the Father. That's what Jesus says. So right now, on the count of three, if you just confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior for the first time, I want you to get that hand up. One, two, three. Anybody? 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 All right. Everybody look at me. Man, thank y'all. Thank y'all for letting me minister this morning. Man, it's such an honor to get to minister. Don't forget. Heidi needs help. And Alvareda. It's coming. So y'all be sure and come with us. Be with us Tuesday night. Amen.